I'd like now to have a look at some employee issues. There's a rather odd one to start with. It's in the pre-budget report notice number 25, and it's to do with workplace canteens and salary sacrifice. As is well known, I'm a lover of workplace canteens. You always get some very good food there. So what's this one all about? Well, it's well known that there is a tax-free benefit under ITEPA. That's the Income Tax Earnings and Pensions Act, the Benefits Act, if you like, where an employer provides a workplace canteen and the employees can obtain meals there at less than market value, or indeed without charge. And that, of course, does not impute a taxable benefit, provided all the employees can participate. But it appears that Revenue and Customs has got wind of a tax planning scheme which combines the benefit with a salary sacrifice so that you can swap a little bit of salary for better meals. And of course, there's an attendant loss of tax and national insurance for the government. So they're determined that those two will not get confused. And so the announcement is in the PBR that this will stop from April 2011. And again, that's quite a way off. So until that point, enjoy your food. So what about company cars? Company cars, at the moment, the CO2 emissions are based, in this tax year, on 135 grams per kilometre. And that, of course, gives us the 15% limit at the bottom of the graduated scale. That's to be reduced to 130 grams for the next tax year, 2010-11, and 125 grams for 2011-12. But it's all changed from 2012-13. And what's happening is that the whole scale is going down. We're going to establish a new base limit set at 10%. That's 10% of the list price for cars with CO2 emissions of up to 99 grams per kilometre. And that gives us the following scale. And remember, this is from April 2012. Not exceeding 100 grams per kilometre will be 10%. 100 to 104 will be 11%. 105 to 109 will be 12%. And so on and so on. Now that's clearly going to have an impact on both the cost of the benefit to the employee and the Class 1A national insurance costs for the employer. As far as fuel benefit is concerned, we've got the good old-fashioned multiplier. That is, you calculate the appropriate percentage, that's the CO2 of the car, and then you multiply that by the multiplier in order to give you the value of the fuel benefit. Well, the base figure for that, the multiplier, is going up from £16,900 to £18,000 with effect from April 2010. And the benefit of receiving fuel in a van, that's for private mileage, will be increased from £500 to £550. And remind yourself too, please, that the van one has got nothing to do with CO2 numbers whatsoever, as far as I can see. Now, what about a green measure here? Electric cars and vans. Where an employer is providing a car that's solely propelled by electricity, then there's going to be no benefit in kind from 2010-11 onwards. Remind yourself that the benefit currently is 9% of the list price. And there's also going to be no benefit from April where there is private use of an electric van by an employee. The existing benefit is £3,000, but that's only applied where the private use of the van is substantial.